from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Again, we're off at 11 to hand things off to Vern before the Royals get going this afternoon. And tomorrow we'll maybe have a better feeling, but that's not great to say the least, especially in the, you know, you're on the final real day of practice of training camp for this to actually have happened. So Juwan Taylor left practice, front seat of a golf cart, and we will get some sort of update probably right after we get off the air. So stay tuned to our social medias on some of that, and we will let you guys know. And of course, later on this afternoon, after the Royals game, C-Don and Rob will be on the air once the Royals game is over, and I'm sure they'll have more to discuss on that particular thing. You mentioned depth. We were already planning on talking about depth at running back, because as we've alluded to a few times, but we didn't have time to really dive deeper into this. And I tweeted something yesterday too, just to get people's feedback on it, and recognizing that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going through his own personal health struggles. He's been outspoken about those, both the PTSD, but also some of the
very sympathetic to those health struggles,
some of the stomach issues as well. And so I wish him the best. But we're getting to the point of the season soon where the availability is a real concern. Like, there's football still continues, unfortunately, and it doesn't stop for a personal health matter. It just doesn't. And there are games that are still played, and there's the reality that number two running backs still are active on game day, still have a role on game day. Right now, I don't care that he's missing practice. He knows the system. That's not my concern. I really don't care. It's about in week one, and week two, and week seven, is he available those weeks? Or is he suddenly out? And again, that's not, I understand. And
but if
I
that's
respect,
how practice has been going, then that's a real.
And that's what has. It's not just a one practice thing. There's been multiple now. So it's not the physical practice, it's the idea of availability. So what options do they have? In house, okay, Denaire Prince and Carson Steele. How do you feel about that as your number two?
I don't
want to
be
backs?
One snap away from that.
So I think
they gave Carson Steele a snap of the one
they
yesterday
did.
Because they're trying to get a good look.
So I know we're all excited about Carson Steele. That's great. But going into the season, do they need to look at another veteran backup running back option? I think we're a week away from that becoming a reality. And you're saying, well, then who? Well, we see at the end of camp, veterans get cut all the time. There's a veteran that loses his job to a younger player in another team's camp, and he's available suddenly for a conditional sixth or seventh round pick. That's the kind of guy I'm talking about. Jerick McKinnon is still out there. I think that ship has sailed.
I think
but
so,
that,
too.
But that's another name that's out there.
Okay, so I'm going to try to separate the two for a moment because of all the things you said about Clyde Edwards-Helaire and our sympathy towards the things he's going through. Let's just, from a football perspective, if this were any other injury, because the football part's still a thing.
Yeah.
A player who may, this is like the Frank Clark thing, a player who may or may not be available every week and you just don't know, and you have no confident depth behind it, means you should absolutely go look for another running back. I hate to do that to Clyde because they brought him back for a reason. They just gave him the contract for a reason. So they brought him back because they wanted him to be the backup to Pacheco, and I felt comfortable with him being the backup to Pacheco if he was going to be available. But if there are serious concerns about whether or not he can be available week in and week out, then yeah. You should probably do I think you should just do the inverse of the Carlos Hyde trade. 5 years ago, whatever it was, when the Chiefs, 7 years ago, when they traded Carlos Hyde around this time, halfway through preseason, because they had too much running back depth and another team didn't have enough, and they just swapped a fifth or whatever nonsense.
That's what I'm saying, a late conditional pick.
Yeah, you should probably just be going to look for a safety net, because then you can still, in my opinion, practice squad generic Prince. I think there's a pretty good chance you could practice squad Carson Steele. Figure out who you can sneak through and cover yourselves that way. Because if there's a chance of the lack of availability, I don't want to be one snap away from Steele or generic Prince until I've seen them in a real game. And I know running backs can be a dime a dozen. So, I understand some running backs just show up and are good immediately, but do you want that risk? That's putting so much on Pacheco, a guy who hasn't made it through, and most running backs don't, 17 games yet. He hasn't just cruised through 17 games because it's hard at running back. You need your backup running back somewhere along the way.
Right, and I know Carson Steele is becoming a fan favorite, and he had a really good showing in the preseason game. But legitimate big-time snaps at number two running back in your rookie season, I think that's a tall task, you know, and we know pass protection is a crucial part of this equation as the number two running back as well. Even if you think that the carries are limited, you're still going to get a decent amount of snaps in the NFL as a number two back in 2024. You just are. And so, you know, if this was year two of Carson Steele, I think I might feel different. Like, okay, they're fine. They can just move him up. This was a guy, let's just be honest with ourselves. This is a guy 3 weeks ago that most of you listening didn't even know existed.
No. But a running back, funny enough, a running back, that's like the one position where I don't need to know who they existed 48 hours before they're in a game, and all of a sudden I'm like, that guy great? Or?
No, but like, you know, for people like, to be like,
a running back, I'm like, I don't, like a lot of times I'm like, I didn't know who Devin Achan was until he started taking snaps. I'm like, oh damn, Devin Achan is pretty
sure,
good.
And I'm sure Dolphins fans weren't saying, oh, just start him over the experienced guy either, though. That's my point. I'm not saying that Carson Steele can't be good. I'm saying that, like, for text to be flying in saying, I'd take him over Clyde all day. Like, how can you even say that? He's played in one preseason game.
No, I'm not.
He's an undrafted guy.
But, yes. No, I wouldn't. I just told you, I don't like the safety net behind it. Clyde is a safer bet. Carson Steele probably still has more upside, for the same reasons are that we've seen Clyde in action 4 years in a row, and understand what his pros and cons are.
He's got more upside because he's a rookie and nobody's seen him fail. I mean, exactly. That's as simple as that. My thing with Clyde is, before camp started, I told you I was totally fine with him being the number two running back. My thing is now with new information, unfortunately, some of the issues that he's going through and not being available, you have to make football adjustments to that. I have to know that you're available on a Sunday noon kickoff. You might have been available 4 days before, but are you available that Sunday? And that's just the sad reality of it as well.
And you can't hold a roster. It's easier if they're just hurt and can't play for a month, Cole, because you can put them on a list and you can have the roster spot and you can move on with it. But right now, it is closer to, and I understand it's not the same, but it's closer to what the Chiefs dealt with for 4 years with Frank Clark, which is every once in a while, Cole, to be the second quarter and Frank Clark could just be gone from the game. Every once in a while, it'd be the 2 days before the game, and it'd be like, well, Frank Clark had a flare-up, and he wouldn't be available. And it wasn't all the time, and it wasn't consistent, but it's hard to work with. And at that time, they had the depth on the defensive line to cover it in other areas. At running back, it's tough, because to protect Clyde in this situation, do you want to carry four running backs all the time just in case Clyde isn't available on your 53-man roster? Would you rather carry that at guard or six wide receiver or a fourth tight end or a million other available options for the flexibility in that roster? So it creates problems, so we'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
number one.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.